Hey, it's Heath Mulliken. I want to welcome all our patrons for this very special edition of South Carolina Pro Wrestling Behind the Scenes. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. The big announcement last night put out by PWX about 10 p.m., they put out a video announcing Hebron Hall. And you saw the video, you saw the lights, you saw the ring, you saw the announcement from Brian Kanabrowski. And today I got the who, what, when, where, why, and how of this announcement. Details you're not going to get anywhere else. So first of all, let's talk about, you know, the who. This is obviously, this is PWX. This is something that has been in the works for a really, really long time. Work that's been going on behind the scenes. This is something they've been working toward. So this is, you know, PWX's headquarters now. So what exactly is this building? For lack of a better term, in part, it's going to be the PWX Performance Center. They're going to have seminars every Monday featuring not just, you know, PWX guys, but they've already scheduled WWE Hall of Famers to come in and do seminars on Mondays. They're going to have training Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's a promo studio complete with a green screen, all that stuff, state of the art, you know, what you would expect from a facility like this. The plan, they're going to start running shows there, obviously. They're going to run their pure shows there. They're going to start doing more. So right now, the pure aspect of PWX, meaning the guys who aren't necessarily on the main roster, that has just been pre-show, opening match kind of thing. They are now going to make this the pure brand, its own brand, with full shows of guys who are young and talented and trying to take the next step in their career. You can go on and already, if you keep up with PWX Wrestling on Facebook, you've seen them adding events in Charlotte. Boom. This is it. This is what they're talking about. This is a very intimate atmosphere is what they're going for. It's going to be like unlike anything else, not just in the South, but in the country as far as a wrestling venue. It's going to seat around 200 folks, so completely different vibe than you would get from a typical PWX show, and not just the seating, the smaller, more intimate crowd. Some of the amenities they're going to have and they're going to offer are just going to be, like I said, things you're not going to get at another wrestling show in the South. So that's the who and the what. Let's talk about when. April 21st is when the first show at the building is going to take place. They'll have an open house, not for fans, but they're wanting to use this building for outside opportunities. And so they're going to be, you know, basically showing their building off to people who may want to rent it, people who may want to become partners with PWX. And like I said, if you go on the events calendar on their Facebook page, you're going to see a lot of Charlotte dates once a month. And these are happening at Hebron Hall. This gives them the ability to do a show whenever they want to. They may decide, hey, we got an open weekend in a couple of weeks. Let's do a show. And you don't have any setup cost. You don't have to, nothing has to travel. You just put the word out, book the show, and there you go. So April the 21st, mark that date on your calendar. That is, that's going to be the first night that they have a show here at the new facility. Let's talk about where. Where is this? This is a building called Hebron Hall. It's on East Hebron Street in South Charlotte. And if you go on Google Maps, you can see East Hebron Street is not... It's not a very long street. it intersects another street and then turns into West Hebron. But there is this, you know, this small stretch of road right there in South Charlotte. There's some shipping, you know, shipping buildings around there. But, you know, pretty cool little area. Going to be lots of parking, plenty of parking. It's going to be a safe area to go to a wrestling show. And Lord knows in the Carolinas and Georgia, I have been to some wrestling shows in some sketchy areas. Not with this. This is going to be, you know, the kind of place you're going to feel comfortable taking your family to. It's going to be, you know, pretty easy to find. And they'll have, you know, more details up. But it's on East Hebron Street there in South Charlotte. Again, you can Google map it. And you can see, like I said, just this kind of small stretch of road. So why? Why would PWX do this? Well, the big question last night, a lot of people were wondering, well, does this mean they're not going to have shows in other places anymore? Absolutely not. This just, you know, PWX is still going to have kind of their loop that they do. Hickory, Gastonia, Cabarrus. They're still going to continue to do shows there. You know, they're coming to Rock Hill. They've got a deal there to do shows at the American Legion building. So why have your own building? It becomes again, it gives them an advantage that they can do a show whenever they want to. It gives them other income opportunities other than them even running a show. And I'll get to that in a little bit. But it also gives the talent that they're investing in, the talent that they are pushing and promoting and building, it gives all those guys a place to go during the week to hone their craft, work on their promos in a professional environment to work with, to learn from, you know, some of these Hall of Fame trainers that are going to be coming in. And you think about it. You used to have to travel just different places to go to these different seminars. And now they're saying every Monday night in Charlotte, we're going to have a seminar. So it gives them just a way to continue, not just to build up the talent they already have, but you think about the new talent who might come and participate in a seminar that has never appeared for PWX. So it opens up an opportunity for PWX to be exposed to new talent, you know, through these seminars. Plus, when you own the building, when you are in control of the building, you control the environment. You can set stuff up how you want. I mean, you saw in the video, and if you didn't see the video, it's in the show notes of this episode. The stage area, the entranceway, it is just this amazing, the lighting setup they've got. It's like nothing else. It's like nothing else in, you know, the Carolinas and Georgia. It's like really nothing else in independent wrestling in the United States. There are a lot of great independent companies, but I don't know that any of them have a building, a home field advantage like this. So, I mean, there's tons of reasons why PWX could do this. It gives you a chance, you know, running a show there is going to be a lot more cost efficient than running a show at some of these other places. So lots of reasons why. And let's get to the how. Not how this happened, but how is this going to affect independent wrestling in the Southeast, Carolinas, Georgia, all these things. Well, first of all, it's going to change things for fans, because one of the plans is for, if you've got outside promotions who have come to this area before, now you've taken a lot of the legwork out for these promotions. Let's say, let's say that MCW from Maryland wants to come in. All right, and there's no, to my knowledge, there's no relationship there between PWX and MCW. I'm just throwing that out there. Let's say MCW wants to come and do a show in this area. Boom, the building's there. The ring is there. The entrance is there. It's not just a regular entrance. I mean, it's professional studio quality to do a show. And so you've got fans, you know, like me that maybe not even be familiar with some of these outside promotions. Now I got to go an opportunity to go see them live. And that just brings in money for PWX. But you got outside companies now, maybe even looking to film some shows in a professional setting. What better place for them to go film a show than Hebron Hall there in Charlotte? Again, it's an opportunity for fans to see those other promotions. So that's one way is you got people coming in from the outside. It's going to change. You're going to have young guys. You're going to have guys now getting more opportunities. I say it all the time. The more shows there are, the more opportunities there are for guys to work, for guys to learn their craft, to work new opponents, to work in different environments. So this is going to open up a ton of opportunities. Let's just say this. Let's say, you know, PWX is running in their building. And so the PWX guys are there. Let's say some other promotions are running elsewhere. And they're going to use it opens up the door now in other promotions for more non-PWX guys to come and work there. For me, it's a win-win for everybody. It also, this becomes becomes a destination for guys. Like if you're a young guy in the Carolinas and wrestling, you now have, there's a lot of guys that are wanting to make it to NXT and WWE, but now you got a local place that you can kind of set your bar. It's like, you know what? I want to work in that building. I want to work one of these shows. And it just raises the bar. You know that as a wrestler, you got to up your game. You got to get in shape. You've got to be at a certain standard to get there. It also raises the bar for other promotions in the area. Because I think other promotions, most of them do not have either, you know, their own building. And even some of the buildings they rent, you're not going to be able to have the atmosphere of Hebron Hall. So you have to adapt. You have to be different. And I would say to other promotions, you don't want to emulate what PWX is doing. You want to adapt, offer something different. And again, it's opportunity. It's opportunity for everybody. So this is absolutely, it's a game changing thing. Because it's not just a game changer for PWX, it's a game changer for everybody. But I think in the end, it's a positive. It's a positive for everybody. Because I said it yesterday. Competition is good. And when somebody goes all in like this and ups the ante, raises the bar, you know, if you are a competitor, if you are a businessman, you're going to want to up your game. You're going to want to be even more creative to compete, to offer something different. So I think it's going to be a great thing to see. I am hoping to be a part of their open house. And like I said, you go to PWX Wrestling on Facebook, you can see all of their upcoming dates. So I said it a few weeks ago on Behind the Scenes. PWX is now going to be running, instead of one show a month, at least three shows a month. If you go and look at their calendar, most months they haven't scheduled out all the dates yet, but you're going to see at least one show a month at the building at Hebron Hall. And then you're going to see other shows in other places. I think you're going to see more shows like when Evolve came in and they did the double shot. I think you're going to see a lot more things like that. And I don't think the announcements are over. I think we're just getting started. I think the, you know, amazing match card they put out for Rise of a Champion, the announcement that they're coming to Rock Hill, South Carolina, the announcement that they have their own facility, I don't think they're done. I think they've got more plans to expand. And I think, again, so much of this has been months, years in the making. And so we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. You know, we're not really seeing everything that's gone on to make this happen. And so it's just going to be interesting. I told you, circle that date, April 13th. That's when they come to Rock Hill. And then the very next week, they're running in Charlotte at their building. So it's a great time to be a wrestling fan in the Carolinas. It's a great time. It doesn't matter what type of wrestling you like. You're going to be able to find something you like. Whether you like the high flying style, whether you like old school booking, whether you like snot bubble wrestling, you're going to be able to find it in the Carolinas. So I'm excited as a wrestling fan. And would love your questions and comments. I'll be posting that. You know, this is posted on the Patreon page. It's also going to be posted in our patrons group. You can also feel free to private message me. Would love your questions. Would love your comments. I'm actually, you know, on a separate issue, looking into, you know, how to better format our shows. You know, maybe even doing two different editions of you know, South Carolina Pro Wrestling. Just trying to figure out, you know, what's the best way to get our content to our listeners. What's the best format? You know, what's the most enjoyable? But again, it's a big week. It's a big week. It's a big month. PWX, we're now, let me do the math, 17 days away from Rise of a Champion, March 23rd at Cabarrus Arena. They've already moved to the bigger building. The card is absolutely loaded. And I think, and I've said it before, I think of all these things that have happened, all these announcements, I believe wholeheartedly that the end of Rise of the Champion, I think it is going to be a new era in PWX. I absolutely believe that. I believe whoever walks out of there, the champion, it is going to be a new era. And you're going to see, you know, some really cool things from PWX and in the Carolinas. So I hope everybody has a great day. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to send me a message. Don't forget, hey, tell all your friends. I mean, for a dollar, they can get information they're not going to get anywhere else. So I'm grateful for the opportunity to share all this with you guys. Grateful to eventually, you know, enjoy a show up there with all of you. Well, maybe we can talk Brian into getting us a patrons section or something like that. But hope everybody has a great day. Thanks again for your support. And this is Heath Mulliken, and we'll see you soon.